KJAN Sports.
It is time for that check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Atlantic came up just short of getting to the state tournament for the second straight year in girls softball last night with a 3-2 loss to West Marshall. The West Marshall Trojans got all five of their hits and all three of their runs in the third inning, and it was just enough to get them to the state tournament for the first time since 2003. Georgia Porter had the big hit with a two-run single that brought in Renee Schaefer and Katie Price after both runners had advanced to second and third on a passed ball. Atlantic would try to rally with two outs in the fifth, getting two runners on before an RBI single by Bailey Newell. Atlantic would leave two on due to a great snag by West Marshall shortstop Katie Price on a bloop by Alyssa Derby to end that inning. Allie Anderson hit a solo home run in the sixth inning, and that closed the gap to 3-2. But Atlantic couldn't get any closer, as they couldn't get anything going in the last inning. Atlantic head coach Terry Hensman felt it was a well-played game and that they just came up a little bit short.
You know, they didn't hit the ball particularly hard off of Allie, I didn't think. Found gaps, found holes, and that's the way softball works sometimes. We got the one run, which was nice to be able to cut the gap, and then Allie's home run to cut it to 3-2. But, the biggest thing is we got to be more solid up and down the lineup in a big, big game like this one. And, you go back to the sixth inning, the last two, we're hoping to get one of those girls on to swing it back over to the top of our order. We didn't get that accomplished, and then 7, 8, 9 didn't get it accomplished. But, that's the negative side of it, and the positive side of it is we battled.
After making the program's first ever trip to the state tournament last year and knocking on the door once again, Coach Hensman said he's proud of the mindset that his team has developed.
It's a couple of different things. Number one is that the girls have the expectation to win, and we don't get flustered or upset or nervous if we don't, because we've been there before, and they've bought into the system and they bought into the program. I think the other thing is when they come into the program, and maybe it has to do with the fact that we spend so much time together, I don't know. It becomes a close, tight-knit family, and we talk a lot about playing for your the other people in the dugout. When you're not playing for the people in the stands, mom and dad or whatever, if you're playing for the family that you have in the dugout, it's far more meaningful. It hurts a lot worse when this situation happens, but I think down the road, going forward, it'll pay dividends again.
Yeah, there's plenty down the road, too. They're going to be pretty good next year. Atlantic ends the season 32-9. West Marshall improves to 33-6, and they head off to Fort Dodge for the Class 3A state tournament. Elsewhere in 3A regional finals last night, Albia beat Solon 11-3. Top-ranked Davenport Assumption, a 10-0 win over West Liberty. Mount Vernon beat East Marshall 12-2. Center Point Urbana 6-5 over Crestwood. Humboldt beat Southeast Valley 5-0. Boyden Hall Rock Valley a 6-2 winner over Spirit Lake. And Sioux Center beat Iowa Falls Alden 7-6. In 2A play last night, Logan Magnolia off to the state tourney with an 8-2 win over Des Moines Christian. I-35 down Trainer 7-0. Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont beat Pella Christian 4-1. Durant over North Lynn 10-1. Iowa City Regina beat Beckman Catholic 5-0. Columbus Catholic over BCLUW 1-0. Central Springs beat Alta Aurelia 5-1. North Union over West Lyon 3-1. In 1A play last night, it was Colfax Mingo over Murray 13-2. Sigourney defeating Martinsdale St. Mary's 3-2. Belle Plaine a 3-2 winner over AGWSR. Key defeated Calamus Wheatland 11-0. Clarksville over North Butler 4-2. Montezuma beat Fort Dodge St. Edmund 7-1. Akron Westfield over Woodbury Central 4-0, and Westwood a 13-1 winner over Remsen St. Mary's. To the state tournament, so Logan Magnolia in 2A will face off against the top seed Durant in first round play next week, and West Marshall faces top seed Davenport Assumption in first round play in 3A next week in Fort Dodge. Regional finals set for tonight in the bigger classes. Among the matchups in Class 4A, Denison will play Ballard tonight. That game at Huxley in Class 4A Region 2. That's tonight. Class 4A and 5A regional finals are set. In boys baseball play last night, yesterday regular season play, it was Sioux City East sweeping a pair from Atlantic 11-3 and 13-1 the final scores. Glenwood over Sioux City North 8-7. Harlan beat Abraham Lincoln 9-2. Lewis Central a 6-1 winner over Thomas Jefferson. Creston downed ADM by a 4-1 final. Boys district baseball going on tonight around the area. We'll have a Class 1A matchup for you here on the radio, a Class 1A district quarterfinal round play, as Southwest Valley will play Cam, that game at Cam tonight. And Chris will have all that action for you here on the radio this evening. 6:50 pregame, 7 o'clock is first pitch. Cam hosting Southwest Valley 1A boys district play tonight. Also in 1A boys districts, Woodbine is at Exira EHK, West Harrison at Coon Rapids Bayard, Riverside is at St. Albert, Nottoway Valley hosting Orient Maxburg, Logan Magnolia at Sydney tonight, Audubon is at home against Glidden Ralston, Stanton hosting Essex, East Union is at Lennox, East Mills is at Fremont Mills, Arweva hosting Booyer Valley, and Bedford is at Earlham tonight in 1A. In 2A play tonight, IKM Manning is at Tri-Center, Red Oak at Trainer, Shenandoah is at Clarinda. Southeast Valley plays at Kemper Catholic, while Underwood will travel to West Central Valley for action tonight. Aaron Judge was in his element Monday night in Miami, and the New York Yankees outfielder didn't disappoint. The rookie has won the home run derby after entering the All-Star break as the major league leader in round trippers. Judge concluded his majestic performance by downing Twins outfielder Miguel Sano in the final, 11-10. Judge still had almost 2 minutes left on the clock when he hit his derby-clinching homer. He had the longest home run of the first round, crushing a 501-foot shot in a wild 23-22 win over Justin Bour. The Miami first baseman had just energized his home crowd before the 25-year-old Judge stepped up to take his hacks. Judge beat Bour with a blast during his 30-second bonus window. Judge also was impressive in the semifinals against Dodgers first baseman Cody Bellinger, clubbing shots of 504 and 513 feet in a 13-12 win. Judge is the fourth Yankee to win the Derby after Tino Martinez in 1997, Jason Giambi in 2002, and Robinson Cano in 2011. Defending champ Giancarlo Stanton was knocked out in the opening round by Yankees slugger Gary Sanchez, 17-16. Sanchez said he got about 2.5 hours sleep following the Marlins game at San Francisco on Sunday. Boston Red Sox hurler Chris Sale and Washington Nationals right-hander Max Scherzer will be the starting pitchers for tonight's All-Star game. Sale will become the first pitcher to make consecutive AL All-Star starts, representing different teams when he takes the mound for the American League. He has fanned a major league high 178 and is 11-4 with a 275 earned run average in his first year with Boston. Scherzer started the 2013 Midsummer Classic for the American League while with Detroit before moving to the National League in 2015. He leads the majors with a 2.10 ERA and is 10-5 with 173 strikeouts for the Nationals. Also in baseball news, Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says three groups are prepared to meet Jeffrey Loria's asking price for the Miami Marlins. One investment group includes former Florida Governor Jeb Bush and Tag Romney. The second is led by former Yankee shortstop, 14-time All-Star Derek Jeter. The third group is fronted by a South Florida businessman. Manfred says all three groups are doing the financing and legal work needed before reaching an agreement to buy the team. Loria will then choose a winner in that competition. Well, the rain has started on day 8 at Wimbledon and play has been suspended. The main action at the All England Club is yet to start, but other matches on the outside courts are already being delayed by rain. The seventh day of Wimbledon action, now referred to as Manic Monday, and with good reason. Yesterday's matches included the ousting of the men's number 4 seed and the women's top seed as players moved into the quarterfinals. Two-time champion Rafael Nadal dropped his first two sets and fought off 4 match points in the fifth before he fell to 16th-seeded Gilles Muller of Luxembourg. Nadal fought off 2 match points early in the fifth set and did it again later on. He lost that final set 15-13. The 4.5-hour match forced a one-day postponement to second-seeded Novak Djokovic's fourth rounder. First-seeded Andy Murray and third-seed Roger Federer won their matchups in straight sets yesterday. A shocker on the women's side as well. Top-seed Angelique Kerber was beaten by number 14 Garbine Muguruza in a 3-setter. That outcome means either Simona Halep or Karolina Pliskova will become the top-ranked women's player when those rankings come out next week. And in football news, the Chiefs have promoted Brett Veach to general manager a decade after he served as an assistant under current Kansas City head coach Andy Reid in Philadelphia. Veach had been serving as the Chiefs' co-director of player personnel. He takes over for John Dorsey, who was let go after 4 years despite taking the once downtrodden franchise from 2 wins prior to his arrival to an AFC West title last season. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.